Hi, thank you for calling Contour Mortgage. My name is Kenny. How can I help you?
I think I just got a missed call from his number here.
Is this Mr. Durham?
Budram.
Budram, I apologize, sir. My name is Kenny, and the reason we actually got a hold of you, sir, is regarding a credit pull you did recently for a mortgage transaction. And we're actually one of the lenders, sir. And we were just putting together. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Where we're actually just putting together some numbers for you so you can actually compare them to your current offer. Now, we would like to know, were you looking to purchase a home to refinance or you wanted to cash out?
I'm actually looking to buy a house right now. I already have one rental property. I'm looking to buy another one, so that's why I'm applying for another loan right now.
Oh, okay. Awesome, sir. So allow me just one moment. I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over to one of my licensed agents, okay? So they can just pull some numbers together for you, and you could just listen. It would take no more than 3 minutes of your time, okay, with no obligation. I will. It's not going to take that much of your time.
No, I thought my broker was taking care of all of this.
This is so you can just pull together some numbers, sir.
Okay.
That's the reason. Okay. I'm going to introduce you to them. Okay, so just bear with me on the line. Okay?
Okay.
Great. Okay. Give me just a second. How do you pronounce your first name? I'm sorry.
Dennis.
Dennis. Thank you. I apologize. Give me a second.
Janice, speaking. I help you.
Hi, good afternoon. I have Dennis on the other line, and he wants to go ahead and purchase a home. He wants to go ahead and hear some numbers.
Okay, that would be awesome.
Great.
Thank you.
You guys have a nice day.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Dennis. Good afternoon. My name is Anna Pensabini with Contour Mortgage. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. So, okay, just a little bit of a background. I want to introduce myself. I'm a licensed loan officer for 23 years. Contour has been in operation since 1993. We're a great company to work with as far as purchases, especially. We built our business on purchase business. We're a New York-based company, and you know, we can help you. We have many products and services, great programs here, very competitive with our rates as well. So, Dennis, tell me a little bit about where you are in the process and what you'd like to accomplish. Where are you looking to purchase your home?
I live in Schenectady, New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you renting?
I don't know how you guys got a hold of me. I mean, I'm going through a broker right now, and the broker. So I don't know if she was the one that's taking care of all of this. I don't know, you know.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let me explain. So we only do mortgages. We're a mortgage company. We have information that you had your credit pulled, but we only know that you had your credit pulled. We don't have your credit report. And for that reason, we reach out to customers just to offer a second opinion, give you another loan estimate so that you can shop a little bit. So where are you in the process with your broker, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, we just submit all our paperwork to the broker right now. She's the one that, I don't know if she's the one that did something while you guys, you know, like pull
right.
my credit,
had,
send my credit. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what she
right,
did.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. I mean, she did the first pull. So the initial pull on the credit is the first pull, and any subsequent pulls within a 45-day period are not going to hurt your credit, according to the credit reporting agencies. That's the one good thing they did. And the CFPB, you're allowed to shop for a mortgage. If you're working with another lender, it's always good to show that first lender here, you know, I have another estimate. It most likely will be better. you know, and then do a comparison, you're the one that's making the mortgage payments ultimately. You're the one that,
right.
you know, will make, would you like another quote? Because I can certainly give you one.
Yeah, sure. I don't mind getting a quote from you, but I was just, you know, trying to rectify that. I was never the one that, you know, got a hold of you guys. It was like my, you know, my broker.
No,
so that's what I was trying to get at there.
Totally. And we don't know your broker whatsoever. There's no connection. The only connection is that we're strictly a mortgage company, that knows, you know, that knows who had their credit pull, because that's what the credit reporting agencies do, let other mortgage companies know that the credit was pulled only for the purpose of getting another quote. That's the only reason. And where no one is allowed to pull your credit or my credit unless we give permission. But we don't even do another credit pull. We do something called a soft pull, which has no effect on your credit, but it gives us the information that we need as far as your whole picture is concerned to get you, you know, get you numbers, get you a quote, tell you what you qualify for, and give you the competitive rate and closing costs. That's why I started with, you know, just an introduction, but we do know you had your credit, and that's the reason for the call.
Okay.
All right. So
I'm at work right now. Is there any way I can call you back?
That would be great. You know what? Why don't I send you my business card? I can text it to you. Would you like that?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. And Dennis, may I have your telephone number, please?
Yeah, it's 574-299-3040.
Okay. And what is your last name?
Boudram, Boudhrm.
Okay, one more question. I'll send you a text. You also want me to send you an email?
Yeah, whatever you want to send me, that's fine.
Okay, and may I have your email address, please?
So it's going to be my first and last name at yahoo.com.
Oh, okay, no dots or anything?
No.
Okay, all right, so... Let me text me back and let me know when you can talk. It's always, always. Are you a first-time home buyer or is this your second time?
But it's my second. Actually, it's my third home because I moved from Indiana about 2 years ago, and I had my first home back there that I sold, and then I bought my personal home that I'm living in right now, and I just bought a rental. I'm actually renting out right now, so.
I'm so sorry.
So I'm looking into investment properties. Yeah.
Oh, listen, the next house that you're purchasing, is that an investment property?
The one I'm trying to get approved for, yeah, it's going to be an investment property, yeah.
Oh, listen, let me just quickly tell you, I know you're at work. We have a great DSCR loan, which is a no-income check loan. No income check. It goes rather quickly. You actually get qualified just on the based on the rental income. I mean, do you know this particular type of loan?
My wife takes care of all the loans and stuff. What do you mean? Like, what kind of loan? I mean,
it's called the DSCR. It's strictly for investment properties, and you don't have to provide any income. No employment information. The property gets approved strictly on the rental income. So let's just say your principal, interest, taxes, and insurance is $2,000, hypothetically, and you're getting $2,200 or like $2,500 in rental income. You get approved on, you know, there would be an appraisal, and then the appraiser would do the comps in the area on the rent. The rental information. Mm-hmm. That's how you get approved. I mean, we take an app, and then you can even close in an LLC if you had one, if you wanted to. You can close in your name, no income. It's, you know, it's rather a great loan, actually, if that's something that you're interested in.
Yeah, what I'm hearing so far from it sounds pretty good so far.
Yeah. So, what time do you want me to call you back?
My wife gets off at work at about 4:30. You want to call? We could probably sit down and talk with you a little bit more. What about, say, about 5:30 probably?
5:30 is great. I can give you a call then. I will send you my business card and confirm. In the email, I'll send you just a little blurb on that. How many investment properties do you own right now?
Well, I have my personal home that I'm living in right now, plus that I want to say the rental property purchased that about a few months ago, I want to say in July.
Oh, okay. You already have one.
It's a two over two family.
Mhm.
So I recently got both floors rented out. So.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Since I got that rented out, I'm looking to get another one right now. So that's why I'm trying to get approved and all that.
Do you already have a house in mind?
No. I've been looking on Zillow and all that, but I'm just trying to get approved for a loan right now to see what I can actually, get approved
before. So that's another thing. Well, you have to put 20% down. I mean, how much money do you have to put down?
I can do the 20%, no problem.
If it's a multifamily, is the new one going to be a multifamily?
Yeah, those are what I'm looking at, one side pays a mortgage and you can, whatever you can make off the other side is, something like that.
Yeah, nice. How much rental income do you think you can get in that area?
I got each apartment going for $1,100 each.
So as long as you have the 20%, and how's your credit? What are your scores? Do you know?
It was about 740 something. It just dropped down to like 694 because the house that I just the rental that I just bought and
right.
The credit check that someone just rented me to rent out a little. So
right. So based on the information you just told me, this is the high six credit scores. You already have your 20% down. You don't have to worry about being approved. We just have to make sure that the rental income covers the mortgage payment, and then that's it. That's how you get approved. I don't even need information on your rental property you just purchased because we don't need that rental income or your employment to get you approved. So I'll give you a call at 5:30. My name is Anna Pensabini. I'll send you a text, and I'm going to be calling from a 631 area code.
Okay. All right, Anna.
All right. Wonderful. All right. I'll speak to you and your wife tonight. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.